Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
FBI Director Christopher Wray assumed the office in 2017. Since then, he has continuously failed and embarrassed the American people.
And I'm especially sorry that there were people at the FBI who had their own chance to stop this monster back in 2015 and failed. And that is inexcusable. It never should have happened, and we're doing everything in our power to make sure it never happens again.
Wray's predecessors include Andrew McCabe, who lied under oath.
Do you solemnly swear the testimony you about give this committee is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Say up your gun.
I do.
James Comey, who protected the Clinton crime family.
The organization was in disarray, that it was poorly led, that the workforce had lost confidence in its leader.
And Robert Mueller, who fueled an impeachment scam of epic proportions.
In one of these meetings, Mr. Papadopoulos is talking to a foreign diplomat, and he tells the diplomat, Russians have dirt on Clinton. That diplomat then contacts the FBI, and the FBI opens an investigation based on that fact. You point this out on page one of the report.
Would you give me 1 minute?
You know that I can't do that. That's not how it is.
Well, I'm going to have to get something.
The revelations surrounding the Larry Nassar abuse scandal, where at least 265 girls were repeatedly sexually abused by Nassar, who was the team doctor over 18 years, only add to the fact that the FBI is a broken bureaucracy. In particular, the Inspector General discovered that Michael Langman, the supervisory special agent in the Indianapolis office, lied to investigators to cover up errors made in the Bureau's investigation.
These elite athletes, people whose names average Americans and people around the world know, if their allegations of sexual assault are not taken seriously in an investigation of this nature, how can they have confidence that if something like this were to happen to them or their family or their loved one, that those allegations would be taken seriously?
I understand all too well that the FBI depends on the trust of the American people.
As most of you are probably aware, I was molested by the U.S. gymnastics national team and Olympic team doctor Larry Nassar. And in actuality, he turned out to be more of a pedophile than he was a doctor. What I'm trying to bring to your attention today is something incredibly disturbing and illegal. After telling my entire story of abuse to the FBI in the summer of 2015, not only did the FBI not report my abuse, but when they eventually documented my report 17 months later, they made entirely false claims about what I said.
While local agents track down serial killers, the top brass of the FBI wage a war on patriotism, a war that recently failed miserably at the Justice for J6 rally that only exposed the Bureau's increasing organization of plots to undermine America.
I tell you what, the American people are not stupid. We can see it with our own eyes, the difference in the treatment from our federal government because of someone's political beliefs. And that's regardless. It's regardless of how the news media tries to spin it or what they tell you.
The political leadership in this country, it's a dirty secret, okay? When you are upset about a political problem and you're angry, they actually want you to do what happened on January 6th. They want violence from us. They want us to cross the line. They want us to destroy property. They want us angry. Because when you break the law, they can deal with you very easily.
The only person arrested at the Justice for J6 rally? You guessed it, an FBI agent.
Are you undercover?
Are
you part of the event?
I'm just here.
Where do you live?
I don't think the guys are at it. It's on the phone.
John Bell.
I'll tell you what's life and death. If you don't have freedom of speech, if you don't have the right to be able to communicate, then you don't have a future. Always when governments take away speech, they then enslave the population, and then they finally start exterminating the population. And America and the entire world is going down the tubes because of the UN Global's directed Great Reset. That's why it's more important than ever that InfoWars stay on the air and that all of us stay healthy. That's why I'm offering a bunch of our best-selling products at 50% off for a limited time, only until the end of the month of September. That's only about 12, 13 days as of the time we're taping this. And that means all these amazing products. We have Ultra 12, highest quality B12, taken out of the tongue. We have Winter Sun, highest quality organic vitamin D3, taken out of the tongue. Amazing. We've got Knockout the Sleep Aid. We've got Hair and Beard Formula that's got all the vitamins and minerals as well, not just for your hair and beard. And we've got our great liquid turmeric formula, all 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And it keeps us on the air. Take action, and I thank you.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
Mark your calendars as the day the world stood still. This broke yesterday afternoon, and I normally have my nose to the grindstone on news and information, but I took care of a lot of technical business end things around here and infrastructure to keep this operation afloat. So I did not know about it until late last night, and then I couldn't sleep all night. And I did approximately 5 hours of research on this, and I can tell you unequivocally, this story is 10 times bigger than anything else you've ever reported. This is bigger than us exposing the globalists working with radical Islam on 9/11. This is bigger than them lying about WMDs in Iraq. This is bigger than the German government working for the U.S. government, giving 30,000 children to convicted pedophiles for sex rings. This is bigger than all the autistic children and them knowing that mercury was causing autism in boys passing the blood-brain barrier. This is bigger than dropping atomic bombs on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. This is bigger than the Cold War. This is bigger than World War II. This is the biggest thing in modern world history. And you can argue if they succeed, it is the biggest thing in history other than Jesus Christ. When I saw this yesterday, I was going to bed early. I was tired. I'd only gotten 5 hours sleep getting back from D.C., waking up, you know, going to bed at 1 a.m, getting up at 6 a.m. And I was energized like electricity shot into me. The London Telegraph. And I didn't just believe the Telegraph. I already knew all the backstory. But that DARPA released documents. DARPA released documents. That Fauci and Peter Daszak approached them 3 years ago and said, we want to release a chimeric coronavirus that's described as COVID-19 purposely on to the people in China. Whoa. And that's why when they started to get caught 6 months ago, they shifted from saying, oh, it wasn't a lab leak. It happened in a grocery market, a wet market, a live animal market, to, oh, no, it was the Chinese government. It was an accident. Because they were doing it to set China up, I'm sure now. And I don't like the Chi-Coms and can't stand them. But now it's all clear. I've got the whole story, how Obama created it, how they had it at Chapel Hill. The scientists got upset. Even the Pentagon said, don't do this. They shipped it to China. They developed it there further. And then they brought grants to DARPA saying, we want to create nanotech that delivers viruses through spike proteins that will go through human skin so we can spray it on people. And they're talking about a bioweapon. And DARPA said this will endanger the humans of Earth. We will not do this. Do you understand this?
And what did General Flynn say? Well, he hadn't said it publicly, but he said it to quite a few folks, and I agree with his sources, and I've checked. He said a month ago, this is a synthetic nanovirus, and I want him on the show, or I want him out there who told him that, because that's what this is, a synthetic nanovirus that goes through the damn skin, and that's what Flynn told medical doctors that have told me, including one of my treating physicians, who's very high level. I'll leave it at that. And I'm not blowing sources here. This is all known. I was told this by other Pentagon sources. High level people in the CIA say, no, we know it's really a global consortium. It's a synthetic nanovirus. And now the Pentagon and DARPA release the smoking gun on Fauci's ass. That he had Dazik come to them and say, we want to create this and secretly release it in China. And they said, are you crazy? The Chinese will nuke us, you maniacs. Remember, the whole world's the target of this. So no wonder they're covering up, and no wonder, because it's Obama. Holy hell. And there's the patents on mRNA vaccine delivery using lipid nanoparticles. So, I mean, you have to understand something. They can't even respond to this. You know how the liberal media is responding? Mainstream news, the late night comics, all their minions that are paid off by Big Pharma on record that are on YouTube. They get force-fed everybody. I wouldn't check them. I'm going to play clips later. They go, you know, you've heard the fake news about resigning FDA scientists. You've heard the news about them voting against the booster shots. It's just not true. It's fake. And we're not going to debate those fake scientists that Joe Rogan interviews. That's word for word. I'll play it later next hour. And, of course, they did resign, the two head scientists, and they did vote 16-2 against the booster shots and said this is a failing drug and to discredit vaccines for generations. I mean, that all happened, okay? But they sit there. Here's one of the groups. I know who these people are. I just see them force-fed the feeds. This is Sam Harris trashes Brett Weinstein with Alex Jones comparisons, the Majority Report. And you see this crap, and they just go, you know, it's not true. Nobody resigned. It's all lies of Alex Jones. And it's weird that they have them try to discredit you, say you're fake news, and then use your name to go, oh, well, Alex Jones says they resigned. It's not true. What? And they go, we're not going to even tell you the names or show you articles. We're not going to get to their level of disinfo. Well, guess what? I have AP, Reuters, CNN, all admitting the resignations and why. So I'm going to show their video later and then show it. But think of the soullessness. And they say, we're smart. We're liberals. We're highly educated. We don't listen to the dumb right-wingers talking to their depressed, suicidal, low-income, uneducated audience. I mean, I'll show you the main studies that leftists are the most uneducated people out there when it comes to their vaccine support. The more highly educated you are, the less you take these shots, and that's in major studies. I'll show you, but let's just pull back from this. Let's just move on. They're just hoping this all goes away. They're hoping to God you don't look this up. Overhead shot, please. This is the InfoWars.com headline. Bombshell. Docs reveal Wuhan lab planned release of genetically enhanced coronaviruses that specifically are the four viruses with the added spike protein added. Now, that's our show. Look at this. This is from Zero Hedge from the documents. Wuhan scientists plan to release chimeric COVID spike proteins into bat populations using skin-penetrating nanoparticles, which would also penetrate humans, the Pentagon said. Here's the London Telegraph. Wuhan scientists plan to release coronavirus particles into bats in caves who then spread as a general population, because these viruses are in all the major animals. They're in lizards. They're in mammals. They're in reptiles and everything. Leaked papers reveal. I mean, I can hardly breathe right now. I'm actually having an anxiety attack. I don't want any of this to be true. It's all true. Wuhan scientists plan to release coronavirus particles into cave bats. Leaked papers reveal. Here's another one. Wuhan scientists plan to release enhanced coronaviruses into bat caves before COVID outbreak. Daily Mail. Here's another one. Wuhan leak. Lab scientists plan to release souped-up coronaviruses into bat caves before COVID outbreak. The Pentagon said no with DARPA because it'll, quote, infect humans. I'm going to read you all of this next segment, but call everyone you know now. Go to freeworldnews.tv. That's the link they're not censoring right now. freeworldnews.tv. Take the live show feed out off the Alex Jones page or go to Go to InfoWars.com and just take that link that's right there in the live show feed and share it and say, my God, it's breaking that Fauci's directed program wanted to release a coronavirus exactly like COVID-19. And the Pentagon and DARPA said, no, it'll kill people. And they ended up doing it. This is unbelievable. This proves everything Rand Paul said and more. And how many times did I tell you the timing of the release? All of it was done on purpose. We even got documents on that today out of the UN that just broke. I'm going to get to that coming up. But this is being all exposed. They just hope it's too complex and the general public doesn't look at it, doesn't know about it. But you tell everyone you know to tune in now. If you take the archive of this broadcast later, it'll be at band.video and freeworldnews.tv. It'll change the world. But let's put on screen the live show headline right now from InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. And let's invite everybody to share that. Because there it is. Biggest story of the 21st century. DARPA Pentagon have blown whistle on secret plan to release COVID-19. I mean, you know what their next move is. They'll release an even more deadly weapon right now. They may just kill everybody now, so get ready.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets. Stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000 now.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. It alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
Listener who's watching this live on September 22nd, on this Wednesday broadcast at 11:20 Central Time, to call your friends, your family, your neighbor, to hit your whole text message list, to take the live feed, let's put it back on screen, please, and to share that link that they dread and they hate, that the tyrants want to destroy. Biggest story of the 21st century. Biggest story of the 21st century. I've never put 5 exclamation points up for a live show feed title. Never put 2 up, I don't think. DARPA, Pentagon, have blown whistle on secret plan to release COVID-19. Fauci's right-hand man, Dr. Peter Daszak, sought DARPA's approval to release a deadly COVID virus into the wild. The Fauci-controlled project sought to target humans with, quote, skin-piercing nanoparticles to deliver chimeric weapons. Tune in now and spread this link if you want to bring the criminals to justice, or if you don't want to die. And again, I have been told by a lot of people that would have access to classified information, and back when Peter Daszak approached the DARPA and the Pentagon about releasing this bioweapon onto the Chinese, and they said, no, I'm going to read you all the mainstream news articles here in a moment that they're desperate you don't learn about. This is hiding in plain view, but it's like barely a big story. It's just, oh, big deal. I have talked to medical doctors. I've talked to scientists. I've talked to people currently in Army Special Operations and currently who are good people. Most of them aren't in the CIA. And they said, no, it's real. I've been told this 4 months ago. And I've been told it since, that nanoparticles that are nano spike proteins artificially produced that do replicate, but they only shed to 3 or 4 people and then they lose their effectiveness. They've been designed to degrade, kind of like a neutron bomb. You detonate it, it only kills people with the radiation. It only kills life, but then the infrastructure is still there. Well, it's like a bioweapon that has a half-life. It's nanotech. And I kept getting told this, and then I was told this by a doctor that runs a hospital who also happens to be my treating physician. And he met with a bunch of intelligence heads in Michigan a month ago. I talked to him while he was there. He called me and told me the same thing again. And I'm like, okay, I'm getting told this by everybody. So I told you that the big brains, I've said this 50 times probably, are saying it's a nano spike protein. The Pentagon and DARPA, that's the group, just released the documents that Fauci and Daszak developed a synthetic spike protein delivery system for another virus contained within it that is a combination of 5 viruses, exactly the same viruses that make COVID-19. And they describe it as a COVID coronavirus delivery system, chimeric virus that has the special spike protein to infect humans. Wow. Wow. And the reason I'm going back to that is you've heard me say over and over again, but that none of that even matters now. It's confirmed. It's just hiding in the London Telegraph, and it's in a few newest newspapers that, oh, yeah, that Fauci's group wanted to release it, and they wanted it made to infect humans, and they wanted it released. And the Pentagon and DARPA said, are you crazy? You'll kill people, and then we'll have a war. I'm going to read you the articles right now. But I want everybody to tune in. You're the audience that's already awake. You're the folks that tune in because you care. You're the people that can see the danger and feel the danger and understand. I mean, 60 Minutes last night had an hour-long program, 45 minutes of airtime, saying war with China is imminent. I mean, you ought to see this. I watched this morning. War with China. Are we closer than we think? And then it goes on to say we're basically about to have war with China. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, remember, it's globalists that want to depopulate who are trying to start a war between China and the United States, just like every other James Bond movie you see, which is based on real things that happened during the Cold War by top MI6 former OSS agent Ian Fleming. And what is Spectre always trying to do? Trying to cause a big war and to have chaos and depopulate people. They tell you in these movies what's really going on. So it's getting crazy. And I'm not defending Xi Jinping or the Chi Coms, but they're saying we're having three children. We're going to arrest the homosexuals. We're not running the American agenda to destroy the family. The U.S. is run by poison. These are quotes. We're against your New World Order. So they've broken with them, and we're breaking with them. And we had one-sided trade deals, so Trump was trying to stop that. And I'm not saying arrest the homosexuals. It's the left that loves Xi Jinping because, you know, he was supposed to defeat Trump and defeat America. What are they going to do now that their sugar daddy is not going along with them? So it's like World War II, where different sides are joining other sides. I mean, we're really seeing historic, dangerous stuff right now. I'm going to cover it next segment. I'm going to read the articles to you. I'm going to read the documents to you. In fact, bring in the 900 pages that's out there on the counter. But I forgot. I showed it a few weeks ago. This is just more documents just got released. And yes, I scanned over 900 pages. And it turns out Fauci wasn't running 10 programs or 60 programs. He was running hundreds of gain-of-function projects at labs all over China because it was illegal here in the U.S. And I've got those articles I'm going to show you. And then imagine being the football players, the basketball players, and imagine being those guys getting hundreds of thousands of dollars to push the poison shots on people and football players. And then to be people like the Young Turks and the Majority Report and folks like that who are out there pushing this agenda. And we know that thousands of content creators on YouTube, leftists, have been paid by Big Pharma and the federal government to tell you there's no side effects and it's safe and great. Imagine taking money to lie to people and to tell you that nobody resigned at the FDA. Alex Jones made that up. That's what they say on this show I'm going to play you next hour. They say, oh, that's just made up by Alex Jones. Of course, it's not. They hope you don't go look. They're just reading a script they're given, that they're paid. To put out by their supporters, by their sponsors. See, nobody pays me what to say. If somebody agrees with me, they buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com. If somebody wants high-quality products, if somebody wants to be a sponsor and they got a great product, then they can be a sponsor. We don't have many sponsors. Most people are scared to do it. But anything we sell is high quality, whether it's the storable food or whether it's the satellite phones or whether it's our iodine or whether it's our D3 or whether it's our vitamin B12. All of that is what I use and my children use and my wife uses and my crew uses. It's the very best we can find and get you. Even when supply chains are down, we might not have a product for 6, 7, 8 months or longer because we can't even get the highest quality ingredients anymore. And then we have to just stop having the product. That's quite pig-headed, actually. So I may actually announce, oh, sorry, we don't have this formula anymore because you can't even get that wild-crafted organic type. You can only get this, and I'll say, this is still the best you can get now, but we had to downgrade it because the supply chain's falling apart, but I haven't had to do that yet. But I believe in that mojo, karma, reap what you sow. What you get from me is how I want to be treated. I believe what I do to you comes back on me, and I know it does. So I'm not screwing anybody over, ever, because of my soul, because of who I am. And believe me, because I'm the greatest guy around, doesn't mean I don't think about doing bad things. Doesn't mean I don't think about people I want to you-know-what, but I don't do it. Because I know God's watching. And I'm God-fearing. InfoWarsStore.com, the sale's about to end this weekend for the D3, the Winter Sun, and the Ultra 12. 50% off both of them. The sale's about to end, and it funds the InfoWar. InfoWarsStore.com. We're already halfway through September 2021. It's just incredible. And now the world is waking up that InfoWars was the tip of the spear and was dead on. That's why it's more important than ever to keep us on air. And I thank you all for your support, your prayers, and your word of mouth that is key to circumvent and override the censors. And get great products at InfoWarsStore.com at the same time that are 50% off that make you healthier, wiser, and overall a stronger immune system. We have Winter Sun, 50% off, vitamin D3, back in stock. We have Ultra 12, high-quality vitamin B12, taking out the tongue again, back in stock, 50% off. We have our incredibly strong turmeric extract concentrate, back in stock, 50% off. We have our great sleep aid. Knockout, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com, and the hair and beard formula for men. It's also great for women. It's really a multivitamin. Back in stock, all 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. We can't stay on air without you. Please continue to support us. I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. Plus, these are great products. Please take action.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
From the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Gabby Petito. Gabby Petito, a lovely young white woman, the missing husband, the mystery. They're spending about half the news time on Fox, CNN, MSNBC, not with the imploding border and tens of thousands more Haitians showing up. Not with Biden not knowing what planet he's on. Not with the collapse of Afghanistan or the really big story. That's just a few news articles. Oh, Peter Daszak and Fauci told the Pentagon and DARPA they were developing nanoviruses that were synthetic to purposely release COVID-19 in the wild. Oh, that's not a big story that they lied about gain of function and clearly released it to destabilize the world and then it's Operation Lockstep in the UN. No. Them releasing it to lock us down and have worldwide martial law and forced inoculations. Their whole globalist agenda here, their whole UN world government takeover, their corporate fascism using communism and race war for control, that's not important. It's Gabby Petito. And they're like, well, don't you care about Gabby Petito? I don't know. What about the tens of thousands of children they admit that have been kidnapped for child sex rings that are admitted in Germany alone? That's mainstream news. With the government running it. Or here in the U.S. Oh, well, that's not Gabby Petito. And yeah, it's always a pretty young white woman missing here, missing there. And there's that's always happening. Millions of people come up missing and get killed a year. But you only hear about it when they want a big, fat distraction. And it's a whodunit. It's like the O.J. thing. Oh, for like 2 years, that's all we heard about was O.J. Simpson, who really cut his wife up. And again, all the serious stuff got ignored while that went on. And I'm not saying that it didn't matter what happened with O.J. Simpson's wife and Ron Goldman, but why do we know Ron Goldman's name and not Peter Daszak's name? And I'm going to read you all that now. So understand, if you want to stop them, if you want to see justice, because they're going to keep releasing new strains, they're going to keep locking things down, they're going to continue to fire you from your jobs and you take the deadly shots that actually make you produce the toxic nano spike protein in your body and then give it to others. So they're spraying it on people. That's not confirmed. And they're having us produce it when they inject it in us. That's all confirmed. Then they censor even members of the Senate when they point out that natural immunity is better or that Fauci's lying because big tech was invested at the Wuhan lab. Everybody wanted to get on this. Facebook and Google and Apple was involved and other labs because this is the big religion is depopulating us, according to Prince Charles and Prince Philip and Ted Turner and George Soros and Bill Gates and all and Oprah Winfrey and all of them. I was on Tim Pool's show and I said, type in billionaires meet in secret to stop overpopulation. He saw the Wall Street Journal, London Guardian, them saying we want to get rid of 90% of the public. And they're the ones running this program. They did it. They launched it. Fauci said when he first got in, Trump will face a deadly virus pandemic. The first big global new pandemic is imminent. We now know he'd already signed orders with the UN for the takeover, and I have those documents today. I have those documents today before Trump even got in, January 9th, 2017, weeks before Fauci made that speech. I have the smoking guns because these bureaucrats all do it through their own bureaucracy, so they're covered and say it was authorized. Well, again, the Supreme Court ruled black people weren't human or two-thirds human. We decided that wasn't true, didn't we? And I'm not calling for violence, and I don't want violence, but you're going to get a John Brown moment with these globalists that did all this. And I don't want that because they'll turn them into victims. But they are killing us. They are assaulting us. And so you mess with the bull, you get the horns. Those that live by the sword die by the sword. How about we are Fauci's legally arrested, indicted, and then how about we pass a law that he can be executed with his own spike protein, and we'll put him in a big plexiglass cage in Times Square. And then the federal government will administer a couple million of his own super viruses that were 1,000 times stronger that he created for us. And then he can die a miserable death of suffocating from the stuff he created. How about that? How about after he's arrested, indicted, convicted, he's executed not by the electric chair, not by the firing squad, not by lethal injection, but by the super coronavirus weapons he created. How about that? And how about after Bill Gates is convicted, how about he gets put in there too? And by the way, I know I make enemies of these men. I don't care. I'm not going to sit here and watch them kill everybody slowly with each new variant they release that are going to get stronger and stronger as they train us to stay in our houses and die. I've got another idea. But I'm not going to quote Emperor Palpatine to you. I'll just say no, no, no. So let's get into it right now. Wuhan scientists planned to release chimeric COVID spike proteins into bat populations using skin-penetrating nanoparticles. London Telegraph, Zero Hedge, Infowars.com, all confirmed from DARPA that runs the Pentagon. And that's what I said a month ago to the Pentagon and DARPA and everybody. I said, if you don't release this, then you're part of it. And you really believe in this breakaway group that is going to try to carry out this depopulation plan. I said, I want to see the documents that you got on them. I know it was being done under a Pentagon plan, and I know that under those parameters, They believe they're authorized to do it. If the Pentagon wasn't behind this, because that's where all the news was moving, you better come out now. And they did. So I'm going to ask everybody at the FBI and the CIA and the Pentagon, you want your kids dead when Fauci releases something worse, or are you going to stop him? Because he's behind it, and so is Bill Gates. We're just going to sit here and let them kill us? Is that really what we're going to do? Are you really on board for this depopulation operation? Well, see, a lot of you lost family, didn't you? Figured out you're not in on the club. You didn't get the briefing. You didn't get the real vaccine, did you? Well, that's another thing. They got real vaccines for this. And I demand they be released. And I demand the public have access to it. Well, I believe in science. I'm not against vaccines like the lying media says. I'm against one that makes you create the spike protein. And I guarantee all these leftists that got their $50,000 or whatever these talk show hosts to lie and say that all the science says the shots are good and they're 100% effective, there's no deaths happening, all those lies. I guarantee you they got family members dropping dead too. Because this is compartmentalized. They're only giving a very small group of people the cure. And believe me, if they're releasing it, they got it. So let's get started here. I mean, folks, I'm having trouble breathing. I'm having an anxiety attack. This never happens to me, but like once a year when some story's so big. Or I get a call and some family member's been in a car wreck and been hurt. You start having that anxiety attack. I mean, this is total war. I mean, we've got it. He's got to be arrested. They've all got to be arrested. The whole house of cards has to come down. This can't just continue on. Or we all have a responsibility to stop them. And we have the total proof now. I'm going to calm down. I'm going to come back in this long segment. It's the longest segment of the hour. And I'm going to read all three of these articles. I'm just going to read them on air and let you listen to it for yourself. And then we'll have the background story to all of it and all the other stuff that goes with it, because I've got that here for you in these stacks. And it's even worse. It's just crazy. Because, again, their Achilles heel is they always seek to do it under the cover of law or regulation, so if it comes out, they're protected. But the Pentagon and DARPA did not take the bait and said, no, that's illegal research, don't do it. It endangers the human population. That's the quote. Oh, really? You think creating a nanotech to get into the skin so it doesn't even have to get to the lungs? Little microscopic glass carrying the virus. You think, the same way Gates has the patents on that, you think spraying that into bats that then fly around with humans all over the place, you think that might spread it? You think putting it in the air might spread it? When the Chinese go in those caves and harvest the bats for their soup? And that's just the cover. They went and did that as a cover. Oh, Pentagon! We want to release a bioweapon. Of course, Gates has partnered with DARPA for new DNA nanotech COVID-19 vaccine. What do you think this is? So when we come back, I'll hit it. Wuhan scientists plan to release chimeric COVID spike proteins into bat population using skin-penetrating nanoparticles. DARPA-funded implantable biochip can potentially be used to deploy Moderna mRNA vaccine. See what's going on? Telegraph, Wuhan scientists planned to release coronavirus, COVID-19, particles into cave bats. Leaked papers are real. You look the virus up, it's the exact same as COVID-19. They just hadn't named the damn thing yet. They hit you all with a bioweapon.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The final segment of the first hour, and I'm going to prove all of it right now, starting in this segment and into the next hour, with their own admissions, their own documents, that they premeditatedly created this weapon, they released this weapon, and now they are releasing new variants upon the public through those that are injected and through systems they're spraying on key populations they want to bring to their knees, like the Midwest and, of course, Texas and Florida. And I was told that by a lot of people, medical doctors, U.S. former U.S. intelligence heads, and others, and now here it is. Plus, I could look at the evidence and see I was only hitting certain places and then petering out, just like the first COVID outbreaks of 19, 20 months ago. So first overhead shot, this is from The Scientist, 2015, lab-made coronaviruses trigger debate. Scientists say that they're splicing them together in chimeras, so Obama had them moved with Peter Daszak and, of course, Fauci to China. That's why it's so crazy when Fauci gets up on TV and says no one ever did coronavirus research, no one did gain of function. He ran events called in favor of gain of function. He wrote emails saying, build me these five viruses together and release it. He said, make sure they can infect humans. I mean, that's in the damn emails. We've shown them. So continuing, here are the new articles. Wuhan scientists plan to release chimeric COVID spike proteins into bat populations using skin-penetrating nanoparticles. That's Zero Hedge. I'm going to get back to that in a moment. That's in all the mainline articles. Here's the London Telegraph. I'm going to read it. And I'll give you the backstory. Wuhan scientists plan to release coronavirus particles into cave bats, leaked papers reveal. Wuhan and U.S. scientists were planning to release enhanced airborne coronavirus particles. So it's not just an enhanced virus, it's enhanced with particles that go through your skin. Unbelievable. Wuhan and U.S. scientists were planning, Chinese communists, Chinese communists and U.S. scientists were planning to release enhanced airborne coronavirus particles into Chinese bat populations to inoculate them, like they're doing us, against diseases that could jump to humans. When you read the grants, it says they want it jumping into humans. That's why the Pentagon said no. So they write to say, to protect people, we want to stop school shootings, we want to go shoot up a school. And they're like, no. New documents show that just 18 months before the first COVID case appeared, researchers had submitted plans to release skin-penetrating nanoparticles. Wonder what General Flynn knows. He says that's what's happening. And aerosols containing, quote, novel chimeric spike proteins of bat coronaviruses in the cave bats in Yunnan, China. The reason I go back to Flynn is Flynn and others have quietly told medical doctors and others, but said, no, we need to investigate, the public needs to talk about it. He said, you need to get this out through those medical doctors, that this is an aerosolized nanotech delivery system, and that it's a synthetic virus. I have other scientists on, they agree with that and say it on their own, and then we find all these patents by Gates and others, and then now the Pentagon says they came to them through a Gates-funded, Fauci-controlled program and said, actually do this. I mean, do you understand the magnitude of this? That's why I called Flynn this morning. He has to call me back, and I said, you got to go public. Because I know they already went after him once, tried to put him in prison falsely. But with whistleblowers that know about this, it's his right and duty to go public and tell everybody. But it doesn't matter. It's all out there now. We have the documents. Says they also plan to create chimeric viruses genetically enhanced to infect humans more easily. Oh, let me read that again. They also plan to create chimeric viruses genetically enhanced, gain of function, to infect humans more easily, gain of function, and requested $14 million from the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, DARPA, for the work. That's the brain of the Pentagon. Papers confirmed as genuine by a former member of the Trump administration, I wonder who that is, show they were hoping to introduce human-specific cleavage sites, that's gain of function for humans, to bat coronavirus, which would make it easier for the virus to enter human cells so they could put it in bats and say it came naturally from there and hide their little tracks. So they were advertising a bioweapon and how to attack China, and the Pentagon said no thanks. When COVID-19 was first genetically sequenced, scientists were puzzled about how the virus had evolved such a human-specific adaptation at the cleavage site of the spike protein, which is the reason it is so infectious. But the Indians and others looked at it and said it has a P shuttle gene at several spots where it's clearly artificial. It's like Frankenstein. It's got literal cut points on it. The documents were released by Drastic, the web-based investigations team who deserved the Nobel Prize for Literature and for Journalism, and 15 Pulitzer Prizes, but they won't. The documents were released by Drastic, the web-based investigation team set up by scientists from across the world to look at the origins of COVID-19. And it was DARPA that released it and didn't think it should be classified, so that's why I say DARPA released it. In a statement, Drastic said, given that we find in this proposal a discussion of the planned introduction of human-specific cleavage sites, a review of the wider scientific community, the plausibility of artificial insertion is warranted. So they're just slowly plodding along like a turtle saying, oh, it looks like it was made. Oh, really? They just call for making it. Fauci in the document says combine these four viruses, then add the spike protein from HIV, which she helped build back in the 70s. The proposal also included plans to mix high-risk natural coronavirus strains with more infectious but less dangerous varieties, so it spread easier. The bid was submitted by British zoologist Peter Daszak. Works for Fauci and Gates. Directly funded. Of EcoScience, EcoHealth Alliance, the U.S.-based organization, which has worked closely with the Wuhan Institute of Virology, researching the coronavirus. Team members included Dr. Xi Jin Lee, if I'm saying it right, the Bat Lady, of WIV researcher dubbed the Batwoman. Pictured below, as well as U.S. researchers from the University of North Carolina and the United States Geological Survey National Wildlife Health Center to get around Fort Detrick not wanting to do it, which is why that article I showed you earlier out of North Carolina is important. Here's Obama, the smoking gun, that it was Obama authorizing all this now 7 years ago. And, of course, he was creating things 10,000 times worse. The article goes on. I'm going to come back, though, and I'm going to get into Wuhan scientists plan to release enhanced coronavirus into bat caves for COVID outbreak. We've got the London Telegraph. We've got more from the Daily Mail. We've got more from other publications. We're going to get to all of this for you. They called it a souped-up virus that can infect humans. Open-air release. They call that bio-war. They call that death penalty. Nobody should go kill Bill Gates or Daszak or any of these people. That would turn them into victims. In fact, they'll probably stage a false flag on one of their facilities and say, we caused it. That's their next move. Or they'll release even bigger bioweapon to make us forget about all this. But these are psychotics that are engaged in war. They think they've corrupted so many politicians and got Trump to sign on to this that he'll never double back in a minute happened. They believe everybody's too self-serving and committed to the lie to ever stop them. But they're going to release more stuff and always tighten the screws down for global martial law and forced inoculation. And they're going to release stuff so deadly in the future, it'll kill billions of people. That's their admitted plan. This is all just a drill, as Gates said. I told you that before he said it. And so our only hope, everybody, is to get this out, expose this, and we need to take back our governors, take back our grand juries, take back Congress, and they've got to be prosecuted. For me, it's not vindictive. Fauci's already a soulless creature bound for, you know, the center of a black hole. He's already going with his own energy to his own place. They have to be removed because they're assaulting us and attacking us, and God doesn't like cowards. We have a responsibility. So pray for a global awakening, and pray that you have the energy and the time to go crazy. And I would go print off thousands of copies of these articles and hand them out around town. I would send people the archive of this breakdown I've done. I would do your own announcement. I don't care if you're 79 years old or 20 years old. You should get on YouTube, start your own channel, and talk about it. I don't care if there's 5 viewers or 1,000. You better talk about it on your Facebook. You better get upset and do something or it's all over. Because believe me, they wouldn't have committed to this unless they were going all the way, which they told us. Oh, it's wonderful. It's cutting the carbon and there's too many people. They did this with big corporate support, UN support, globalist support. It's the globalists attacking America and attacking China. I'd always said, well, it looks like China might have done this because of the timing, but China would get nuked for that. No, it's the globalists. That's why they acted like they were for China and did set it up to make their companies that control China make more money. But Xi Jinping knows that now and is kicking them all out and has announced he doesn't like Trump being censored. And that big tech's out of control. So the globalists are losing control, and they're so used to winning that unless they're exposed, they're going to launch new, bigger bio attacks pretty soon. So we're all in grave danger. It's us or them. We'll be right back. Hour number two. Stay with us.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.